back to the great State Fair of Texas and looking for entrepreneurs. Well, you don't have to look very far, but I found an entrepreneur that I've always wanted to meet. In fact, I really didn't even know she existed. I thought this was some New York corporation that owned the Ferris wheel at the State Fair of Texas. In fact, it's Mary Talley, who's the CEO of Talley Amusements, Inc., and it's not just the Ferris wheel that she owns, and she joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's good to be here.
So is that on your business card? I own a Ferris wheel? That's the neatest thing I've ever...
No, we own the Ferris wheel here, and we actually have the other white Ferris wheel over by the Chevy stage also, and we also have an amusement company that travels all over the country.
That's just remarkable. How did you get into this business? Did you grow up in it?
I sure did. Both my husband and I are fourth generation in the amusement industry.
So are you, I mean, you're not carnies, are you?
Well, I honestly don't really like that name. I mean, that was back in the olden days. Things have changed now with government regulation. And, you know, we have a trucking company that moves this thing over the road. And, of course, Texas Star is permanent.
Yeah, I know. So Texas Star has been here. Gosh, what, 20 years?
Oh, no, sir. My father had it built. I went to the New Orleans World's Fair in 1984 and saw a Ferris wheel there, so they gave him the idea to build a Ferris wheel. So he flew to Italy and designed one there and set it up for the sesquicentennial year here at the State Fair. It's actually something really important to me, is she's 40 years old this year.
Wow, that is amazing. I guess I'm showing my age then, but we've got third generations that are going on it right now and enjoyable. So this is a fun, I guess this wasn't a fun business during COVID.
No, it was probably one of the hardest hit industries was our industry. So music festivals, concerts, you know, and things like that. I had to really fight with Governor Abbott to get carnival amusements and all that open back up in 21.
Was there a fear that it wouldn't come back? I mean, you know, that was what we were hearing during COVID, is that a lot of businesses were going to change forever and a lot of habits that we had were going to change forever.
Maybe. No, actually, I never really thought it wouldn't come back. I knew it was just a matter of time. But, I mean, we figured out ways to do things, like we were selling corny dogs and fried Oreos on DoorDash during COVID. And
brilliant.
You know, we did some, you know, selling presidential memorabilia during that time, because that was really hot at the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we did a lot of things. We had carnival treats, so we moved 10 food stands all over, and it was a drive-through because, you know, everything was social distancing.
So you guys are well-known in this industry, so I wouldn't think that you have to beat down a lot of doors to get your products put into these different expositions.
No, sir. We're considered to be the number four amusement company in the United States. We provide our amusements as far west as San Diego and as far east as the Ohio State Fair.
So how many people do you think you employ? I mean, you've got a dozen here at the State Fair.
Oh, we have way more than that.
But a dozen.
Oh, we have a dozen rides here at the State Fair of Texas, and have since 2000. Of course, the Texas Star before that, but I'm talking about myself as an amusement operator with other attractions that are mobile.
Yeah.
So the other amusements, they'll move to another fair. They go to Louisiana next month.
Well, I would think a Ferris wheel is sort of timeless. I mean, it is. I mean, I think the first Ferris wheel was probably the Chicago World's Fair. But what about, I mean, do you go with trends? What kind of rides do you have? And I mean, do you have a Star Wars when that's hot or something?
I don't think those are usually trademarked,
Yeah.
So we can't really name them, those kind of things. But we have some really great rides here. We've got the Big Wave Swinger, and we have the Beast here at the State Fair. We've got the Fast Track Slide, which is the largest mobile slide in the United States.
A mobile slide.
It is beautiful. It's at the very back, miss it. And we have a new ride here this year. It's called the Defender. It stands about 140 feet tall and goes around at 65 miles an hour. So you need to come and get on that one.
Well, do you dream any of these things up, or are these all, you know, contractors around the world that you're buying from?
The Defender came from Italy, so a company named Fabri, and they built it, so we imported it over here. Right now it's a little hard to do any imports because of the tariffs, but we're hoping that all resolves itself pretty soon.
What about talent? I mean, if these, you know, if a lot of these products are made out of the country, you'd think that engineers and maintenance people might need to come in from out of the country to work on them or maintain them or replace parts.
They usually have a representative in the United States, because there's a lot of operators out there. You can't believe how many there are. Probably about 200 amusement operators that provide county fairs and festivals with a smaller operation.
So this is, you're just starting on this one. so it'll be going for a while. What's after this? You break down and you head off?
We have a rental in between the week after the fair, and then we're off to the State Fair of Louisiana.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And after that, do you do any international work? This is all domestic?
No, we have never taken anything abroad, though we've been approached by, like, Abu Dhabi and stuff like that, yeah. But we never could get it done.
So, and do they court you? I mean, the producer, the manufacturers of all these rides, do they fly you over to Italy to check out this one?
You know, once you have a relationship with them, you know, they'll give you, they bring their rides over here. They come to see us.
That's, you know, you're big when that happens.
Yes.
Well, look, I know you're going to have a great fair. We wish you good weather. I guess that's the first thing.
Yes, let's all pray for that.
And a good economy. And you know, people will spend money on this. They
absolutely.
Might scrimp on something else.
Absolutely.
And you're from Fort Worth.
I am. Born and raised Cowtown girl.
So you grew up with the Fat Stock Show and the State Fair.
Well, we do the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. Tally Amusements is the provider midways for 24 years now at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a fun business. Mary Tally is the owner of Tally Amusements. It's good to spend some time with you. We wish you a great fair.
Thank you, David. You're awesome.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.